Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I have our week's guest today. We'll start with a beautiful lady first. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Destiny Raina Brim.
And I'm Brandon Brim.
And you are newlyweds.
Yes.
And we've been telling your story as God has brought you to each other. He has a path for us to walk. Mm-hmm. And he had to get you together, and he did it.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Just think of it. Now, when you, and we've been telling the story all the week, you can go back on the archives since Monday and listen. And then you can also go online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And you can bring up the Wednesday noon prayer webcast of July 10. And I think you'll be blessed by it, especially where the Lord took it as Brandon, because he's been around these prayer people here and around the world. We do that, and we've become mm-hmm. really close, right. A family, the worldwide prayers. So he wanted to show off his new bride.
Right.
And he wanted to thank the worldwide prayers for praying for him and for helping him, because when he left me suddenly for you and left the prayers, mm-hmm. because they were always, you know, he shared and
right.
He was close with all of them, and it was just a sudden thing. I mean, it was sudden, yeah. And you went out there, and you proposed to her, and before you knew it, we had a wedding date.
Right.
And that was May
24th
of 2013.
Yes.
And so then, before they were married, how long before you were married, you felt led to go to California?
When we first started talking, but I never told her that until later on. That I felt led to go out there.
Early?
And I knew the Lord told me to.
How early were you out there?
Oh, I went out there in March.
In March, and you got married in May.
Yeah.
So you've been out there, and you've been living in her backyard.
Yeah, basically.
So how did that happen?
Well, basically, they got...
Did they make a little pen for you, a little chicken house?
They made a nice trailer, and they got all cleaned up for me, and had a nice bed in there, and a little couch and a refrigerator, and went out there and, you know, just stepped out in faith, you know, and
stepped out in faith.
Yeah. I knew the Lord was with me, and even Cody.
I didn't want you to go out there. I said, no, no, you stay here. You save up money. You do this, that.
Mm-hmm. And Cody and I were driving out there, and before you know it, we were in California, and he said, Brian, there was something with this drive. We could just tell the Lord was with us in that drive.
And how long did it take?
We made it so easy. It takes about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it, and it's just like that from the beginning to the, always had that from every day. It's like that. He's just taking care of me. And it's, and I honestly, just me being out in California, I'm more blessed than I've ever been here.
Now, he had to provide for you financially.
Right. And the Lord, yeah, he took care of us.
Brother Hagin, when he and Aretha got married, it was 1930. I've forgotten what exactly. It was 1938 that they got married. I think it was November 26, something like that. And it was the Great Depression. Mm. And in the Great Depression, ministers didn't make salaries. People paid them with eggs and hens and chickens and crops because they didn't. And so he had, I think, 2 nickels. To his name when they married. And he took her out to the local place where you could get a lot more with 2 nickels than you could right now. And I think he got 2 vanilla shakes or something. I can't remember exactly what he did get. But he said, I've only got 1 dime. He said, let's just spend it and go broke. And then there'll be no place for us to go but up.
Mm.
And I have heard Brother Hagin at Rhema, you know, and he would say, you all, I mean, you got to be... You got to have this and this and this and this and that and that and that. He said, you got to have some faith. Mm-hmm. So you stepped out in faith, and did God provide for you?
Oh, yes, he definitely did. And that's funny that you brought up Brother Hagin, because I was listening to him and he was talking about how to be led by the Spirit of God. And he talked about how you follow the Lord and you do what he tells you. It's in the Bible, it says you will be, you never will have to have anything. You'll always have enough. He'll provide for you. You'll be rich. And he talked about, this is like 1980. And he said, this year we've already given $60,000 to Rhema International.
He and his wife.
Him and his wife.
And they had two nickels when they started.
And he started talking about
it. Did he tell about when they had the two nickels?
And he talked about how he goes, you know, the Lord might not make you, he won't be like a billionaire, but he will always have so much than you could ever imagine. And that's how it is with Destiny and I. And the Lord's provided for us, you know. Her and I would always get in an agreement. We'd pray for something, we'd see it happen. The Lord taking care of us financially. We did a personal training class. I taught twice a week for 5 weeks.
You're a personal trainer, right?
Yeah. We taught. We had a group of people. We trained. And we gave most of our money. We sowed it into another ministry. Mm-hmm. And in the natural, you know, we felt led to. But we did. We did it. And, I mean, and it wasn't just money that we sowed, but time. Destiny and I, it took a while to have that class. Every day we'd have a cooler. We'd go get ice. We would go get water. We'd go get workout bars. And just the Lord, just little steps like that. And the Lord taking care of us. And,
because you didn't have a job when you went out there.
Right, right. And it was amazing because just how we, you know, you think you have your own natural, you know, your plan in your head. And you start trying to do it and it just isn't working out. And then you see the Lord just taking care of you, and you see you get to use your abilities for ministry or something. And so it's just amazing, you know.
I noticed one thing about you, Brandon, is you said the Lord had been working on you, right?
Right.
And you'd had a prophecy that was given by
Nathan Morris.
Morris, who travels with
John Kilpatrick.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't know you. He didn't know who you were. He picked you out. It was your birthday, and it was quite a prophecy. I know that it changed your life in many ways. But he said that you were like a diamond. How'd that go?
It was funny because 2 weeks before that, the Lord told me I'm getting something for my birthday. And I told my mom that. I said, Mom, the Lord told me I'm getting something for my birthday. And it felt like I was getting something huge, like a big, like something like someone's going to give me a car or something. And I said, Mom, I feel like I'm getting a present for my birthday. She said, okay, let's pray about it. And Hannah, she would come from Rhema and back home, and she knew him about before I did. And she would go, I want you to watch this guy. He kind of reminds me of you. And he had cool clothes and stuff, and he looked real cool. She's like, I think you'd like him. So I'd watch him here and there. And,
on TV?
And then she called me and she said, hey, Brandon, I'm coming on your birthday on that Friday night. That guy's going to be in Branson. All right, we'll go. So it's a funny thing because we go that day, that night, and I told my mom I feel like the Lord's getting something for my birthday. And it was a Friday night, and I had people wanting to hang out. And, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm in church on my birthday. Because that morning we were at church. And then that Friday night we're at church.
At another church. Yeah.
And, you know, and we were about to, he called about everyone to come down.
It was a big auditorium. A lot of people, several thousand, 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah. And about 1,100 ran.
1,100?
1,100 ran to the front. Hannah went up there.
Oh, ran up front, yeah.
Hannah went up there and she said, come with me. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm going to stay at the chair, stay at my seat. And whenever I said that, he turned around and he walked down the stairs and he walked through all those people. And he grabbed me. And I remember the first thing I looked at Hannah and she was crying. And he said, the Lord's healing you of your emotions. That's the first thing he said. And then he said, you're a diamond for the Lord. He said, you have little rough patches on you, but the Lord's chiseling you. And when he gets done with you, you're going to be at a flawless state. And he said, he started praying. He spoke to me and he told me about when him and his wife got married, how the Lord brought him out. He said, he's going to be with you like that. And he said, our ministries will always be parallel to each other.
And he spent a lot of time with you.
Mm-hmm. Spent about 10 minutes.
And all the people lined up on the stage for him to pray for. And Brandon didn't go up like his sister told him to. He stayed in his chair.
Yeah. And he said, you remind me a lot of myself. So he told me. I thought that was funny because Hannah told me that. He said, you remind me a lot of myself. But And just
so he talked about your being a diamond in the rough.
Being a diamond in the rough, and he was chiseling me. And I can honestly tell you, I'm living that. You know, I see that the Lord's chiseling me in ways, working with me. He's training me, you know, in ways that.
Now, I'll let me interject something right here. I would say that one of the things I see from where I sit is that he is training you in hard work, mm-hmm. physical work.
Yeah, physical work. Not even just that, but just being more humble, just showing himself more real to, making himself more real to me is how I feel.
Well, I know you had to polish the trailer. You had to wax it, right? That's one of the first chores.
Yeah, and then just wax it, and then just ever, like, other things, you know, and a lot of it was, you know, just doing it. I was doing it for the Lord, but I was also doing it for Destiny.
Okay, her dad's been putting together a movie, and in this movie is Brother Copeland and other stars, really. Eric Roberts, who is Julie Roberts' brother, yes. Pretty Woman, and then Sophia Luke,
mm-hmm.
and her husband is
Derek Luke.
Now you said that sometimes, Destiny, how many hours of the day did you all work?
We had 18-hour days.
18-hour days. Now, Brandon, you're not used to 18-hour days. Yeah. And you didn't have the starring role. What was your job?
I did props, and I did a lot of the hard labor work. And I'd do basically whatever they wanted me to do. Fan actresses. I did it all. And the thing that was kind of not hard for me is because Destiny, she's an actress, and she has her, you know, she's more up the totem pole, and
you're down the very bottom,
so she would be doing her own thing, so it wasn't like I'd spend time with her. I'd see her, and there'd be times she'd just walk past me because she's working. I'm like oh man, you know, that's an interesting feeling whenever, you know, there's sometimes she'd say, hey babe, but she'd walk past me a lot.
Well, she had to keep focused.
She was focused, and she's in her work mood, like, and I just felt, I'm like, man, like, you know, but it was the Lord, you know, there's parts of me that I, you know, just working on it, you know, working on me.
And you know that scripture which says that you do your work not unto man, mm-hmm. or not even unto your boss, mm-hmm. but you do your work as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. So when can we see this movie, Destiny?
Well, it's actually still being filmed. The release date will be next year, 2014, sometime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be having a premiere. We went out to the premiere, yes. of the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe November of this year, 2013, the premiere of the movie.
Ah, so yes. You think I'm high enough? He's high enough up the totem,
yes.
totem pole to get me an invitation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, praise the Lord. Yeah, he told us one time, he said his job that certain time was fanning the actress because you can't have a overhead fan go on. And so, bless the Lord. So did you do it all unto the Lord, son?
I did.
Then if you did, you can expect a
everything.
Reward.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Well, tomorrow we're going to wrap this up. And we'd like you to be with us if you want to catch up from the first of this week. You can go to billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.org. And there you can go on the radio for this week. And if you want to see them and hear some of their very moving testimony and how God tied it with the church, his body, then you can go on to billybrim.org, and you can go on to the webcast, the live webcast. We have a live webcast every Wednesday at noon, prayers around the world, and you can see how God led us to pray for his bride, the church. No schisms in the body. And so we're very thankful that you were with us today, and we ask you to be with us tomorrow. This is Billy Brim and the Newlyweds say, Shalom, Shalom.